Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 30th. The lure of something different, Deuteronomy 13. The Israelites showed a tendency to follow after charismatic and or forceful leaders other than Moses and Aaron, always to their own hurt. Moses' current exhortation zeroes in on this gullibility by warning the people to beware of those who will again try to lead them away from their devotion to God and get them to worship other gods. Such people had to be ruthlessly rooted out of Israel, even at the cost of broken family relationships. Otherwise, it could, and ultimately did, destroy the whole nation. There has to be some appeal for people to become willing victims of a scammer or a rogue leader. The false teacher offers a new thing that is claimed to be substantially better or brings distinct advantages over the old way. In Israel's case, the rogues convinced people that they would be better off in Egypt as slaves with tasty food in their bellies than to trust a god they can't see in a bone-dry desert, or have the fun of orgies in the plains of Moab, or to have a tangible god like a golden calf, or traipse over the cliff with a Dathan and a Abiram. Looking back from 3,500 years of experience, it doesn't make a lot of sense to us that the Israelites would act as they did, but would we be different than Israel has been? Remember that most heresy or apostasy begins not in a book or on a seminary campus, but in relationships through which falsehood can gain a hold. Moses warned Israel that it was through men that they personally knew, a family member, a fellow villager, a religious figure, that the deceit would come. And the only way to combat that is for people to be resolute on what they believe and be willing to do what must be done to maintain their heart love of the one true God. Are we? Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.